This program is provided by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.
Picture this. You're sitting in your local primary care clinic.
Okay, setting the scene. I like it.
Yeah, so you're sitting there, the paper crinkles on the exam table, the fluorescent lights are humming, and your doctor is tapping away on their computer.
Probably typing up a prescription, right?
Exactly, typing up a prescription for a new medication. And suddenly, a little red box pops up on their screen with a sharp beep.
The classic warning pop-up.
Right. It warns them that this new drug might, interact poorly with your daily allergy medication. That little pop-up is a lifesaver. In the medical world, it's called a clinical decision support system, or a CDSS.
Which is a very fancy name for what is essentially a basic safety net.
Yeah, I mean, for years, it's been this really simple, straightforward tool running on human-written rules. Like, if you prescribe drug A with drug B, flash a red warning.
It operates much like a basic calculator or a spell checker and a word processor.
And the appeal of that old system is how highly predictable it is,
Yeah, absolutely. It's visible, it's categorized, but because it relies entirely on rigid rules written by programmers, it has a pretty hard ceiling. I mean, it only knows what it's been explicitly told to look for.
And that brings us to the mission of our deep dive today. We are pulling our insights from a really fascinating chapter provided by former lawmaker Kyung Jin Kim.
It's a great chapter. It maps out this massive shift happening in healthcare right now.
Right. And to trace that shift, we actually need to jump to a specific date, June 30th, 2026.
Right, at the seminar in the Chinese Tianjin Economic Technological Development Area.
Yeah, that's the one. And the title of that seminar was so striking. It was called From a Single Tool to Hospital AI Agents. So we're going to explore how hospital artificial intelligence is leaping from those basic warning pop-ups to autonomous agents.
Systems that can actually, think, plan, and verify their own work.
Exactly. We want to understand how that transition is happening, where it's stumbling, and what it actually means for you the next time you sit on that exam table.
Because the scale of this transition really can't be overstated. We're moving from a tool that just highlights a potential typo in your chart to an AI that basically attempts to read, write, edit, and fact-check the entire medical book on its own.
Wait, jumping from a basic pop-up warning to an independent AI agent, that feels like a massive leap. How did we suddenly go from a rigid calculator to something that thinks for itself?
Well, to understand that leap, we have to look at the fundamental weakness of that old spell checker model.
The rigid rules.
Right. Those original systems were completely blind to anything outside their hard-coded rules. Whenever a new, complex medical situation came up, programmers had to manually write new code.
Which takes forever.
Exactly. The system just couldn't absorb the messy, real-time data pouring in from hospital bedsides. But if we look at a wave of research published between 2020 and 2025, we see this rapid, aggressive evolution.
Researchers essentially started giving these systems senses.
Yeah, senses is a good way to put it.
It makes a lot of sense when you look at the studies from that period. Instead of just listing off dates, if you look at the capabilities they unlocked, it tells a really clear story.
Like teaching the AI how to read.
Yes. In 2023, a researcher named Cheng Pi and their colleagues ran a massive study on over 38,000 surgical patients. They used natural language processing to scan the doctor's typed notes.
So basically, teaching computers to read and understand human words.
Exactly. And they used that to predict a patient's physical status before surgery.
So teaching the system to read text was step one. Step two was teaching it to anticipate problems early.
Like the delirium study.
Yeah, the FindEye study from 2024.
Yeah.
A researcher named Sal Lanova ran that one. They focused on cardiac surgery patients and used information pulled directly from electronic health records.
And the goal was to screen for postoperative delirium.
Right, before it fully developed.
Yeah.
And then AI needed to learn how to see, which brings us to Wu's 2023 study.
The one with the MRI data.
Exactly. They went far beyond just text. They combined data from multiple hospitals and fused different types of MRI images to predict complications in early-stage cervical cancer.
Wow. So the AI is learning to read doctor's notes, screen for early warning signs, and actually analyze brain and body images. It's really piecing together a full picture of the patient.
It is. And that really culminates around 2025 when researchers like Kay and their team start running trials on decision support systems completely powered by large language models.
We officially went from a tool that just scores risk on a spreadsheet to one that understands complex language and, you know, replies in full, reasoned sentences.
But the ability to understand and generate language is just the bridge. It's not the final destination.
What's the destination then?
The real target is what the journal NPJ Artificial Intelligence formally defines as an agent. And this is a really crucial distinction we need to make.
Right, because an agent isn't just a chatbot, is it?
No, not at all. It's not just something that spits out an answer when you type in a prompt. To officially be classified as an agent, the program has to complete a very specific, continuous three-step loop.
The plan, execute, verify loop.
Exactly.
Right.
First, it has to plan. Second, it has to execute that plan. And third, and this is critical, it has to verify its own execution.
Okay. Can you walk us through what that actually looks like in practice?
Sure. Let's say a patient comes in with a mysterious fever and a rash. A standard chatbot would just give you a list of possible diseases.
Like WebMD.
Right. But an agent will plan a sequence of actions independently. You might decide, I need to check their travel history, order a blood test, and look up recent local outbreaks.
Well, okay.
Then it will execute by actually invoking external tools, reaching into the hospital's database to pull the patient's travel records or, you know, sending a request to the lab system.
Well, and the verify step.
It will verify by looking at the blood test results, comparing them to its initial theory, and deciding if it needs to adjust its diagnosis.
That is wild. And we're even seeing this scale up to multiple AIs working together. The sources mention things like Agent Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Agent Hospital is fascinating. It's a simulation of an entire virtual medical center.
And there's also a system called MagDA, right, where multiple different AI agents actually collaborate and debate each other to diagnose a patient based on clinical guidelines.
It represents a total paradigm shift.
Yeah.
I mean, the agents are coordinating with each other to solve problems without waiting for a human to give them the next instruction.
Okay, I have to pause here, because giving an AI the ability to independently reach into hospital databases and invoke external tools, I mean, that sounds a lot like giving a teenager a high-limit credit card.
That is a very apt analogy.
Right. It's incredibly powerful, but the potential for disaster is massive. If these agents are running their own plans and making independent decisions, how do we make sure they don't completely go off the rails when treating actual living people?
Well, that underlying fear is exactly what keeps medical researchers awake at night. And it's why they're actively putting these systems through brutal testing before letting them loose on real patients.
The benchmark testing.
Yeah. And the most revealing part of the research is what happens when you take these top-tier AI models out of a pristine, clean laboratory and drop them into the chaotic, messy reality of an actual hospital.
Let's talk about the agent clinic benchmark, because this is where the rubber meets the road. It was published in NPJ Digital Medicine, and it simulates real doctor-patient dialogues to see how the top models from global tech giants actually hold up under pressure.
Right. So the researchers started by giving the AI model a relatively easy task using the MedQA dataset.
Which is like a clean, standardized medical board exam.
Exactly. It's essentially a collection of multiple choice questions with clear right and wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
And in this perfectly pristine environment, the models did fairly well.
Let's look at the numbers. An American tech company, Meta's Llama 4 model, achieved a 51.4% score.
Which is solid for that test. And a Chinese model called Qwen 3 reached 37.4%.
Even an older version of a leading model, GPT 4.1, scored 1.4%, which sounds terribly low, but the sources say that was baseline for its specific parameter size in that test.
Right, but a bustling emergency room is not a multiple choice test in a quiet library.
Far from it.
So the researchers moved the test to the MISCV dataset. Now, this dataset is a collection of real electronic health records pulled from actual intensive care units.
And if you've ever seen a real ICU chart, you know it is a mess.
Oh, totally. It's filled with confusing abbreviations like SOB for shortness of breath.
Scrambled chronological sequences.
Missing timestamps because the nurses were, you know, too busy saving a life to type perfectly formatted notes. It really represents the messy, unpredictable real world.
And when the AIs face that messy reality, their performance absolutely plummeted. I mean, Meta's Llama 4 dropped from over 51% down to just 24.0%.
Cut in half.
Yeah. And the Chinese model Qwen 3 fell to 19.5%. GPT 4.1 dropped to a near zero, 1.0%.
It's the classic scenario of a medical student who aces all their written biology exams. But the second they step into the ICU and see actual blood, they completely freeze up and faint.
So why does that happen? Why the massive drop in accuracy?
It has to do with how large language models actually function. At their core, these models are essentially sophisticated pattern matchers. They predict the next logical word based on huge amounts of clean training data.
But the ICU data isn't clean.
Exactly. When you feed them a scrambled ICU record with missing data and no clear logical pattern, the AI tries to guess the pattern anyway, and that's when it starts hallucinating.
Inventing facts.
Yeah, inventing facts or drawing completely wrong conclusions because the messy reality just broke its internal logic.
So how are developers trying to fix a model that faints at the sight of messy data?
Well, the proposed solution is leaning heavily into multi-agent systems. Systems like Manus and OpenManus, which is built on the American tech company Meta's Llama 4, they're designed explicitly to self-correct.
So instead of just blurting out a single answer, they divide the thinking process.
Right. They force the system through that rigorous plan, execute, verify loop to catch their own hallucinations.
But just having multiple agents chat with each other doesn't totally fix the problem, does it? I mean, I found the section on the Meta-LA system really fascinating.
Oh yeah, from the AI conference.
Right. The developers realized that if you just have a bunch of AIs freely debating a messy medical chart, they kind of lose track of complex clinical reasoning. So they introduced a logic tree modeled after a syllogism to keep the AI on track.
The syllogism is the secret ingredient here.
Wait, can you break down what a syllogism actually is in this context?
Sure. Simply put, a syllogism is just basic logical math. A plus B equals C.
Okay.
So, for example, premise A could be patients with a sudden drop in blood pressure need fluids. Premise B is, this patient has a sudden drop in blood pressure. Therefore, conclusion C is, this patient needs fluids.
Okay, that makes sense. So instead of just guessing the final treatment, the AI has to show its work step by step.
Exactly how you learn math in grade school. In the Meta-LA system, instead of agents just chatting and accidentally passing flawed, hallucinated information down the line, each individual agent takes charge of proving just one single premise.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then a higher-level supervisor agent sits above them and aligns these premises on a logic tree. It checks the work step by step.
So it forces the agents to mathematically prove that premise A and premise B are true before it allows them to guess conclusion C.
Right.
So the logic tree is essentially a structural failsafe. It's the AI double-checking its own math to prevent a disastrous chain reaction of errors.
Which is incredibly important.
Yeah, because if premise A turns out to be a hallucination, the logic tree breaks the chain right there before a bad treatment plan is ever recommended.
That structured verification is absolutely crucial when dealing with unpredictable human bodies.
This naturally leads to the most important question for actual hospitals. If the AI struggles this much with the messy reality of the ICU on its own and requires an elaborate logic tree just to keep itself from snowballing errors, what happens when you pair it with a human doctor?
Does putting a human and an AI together actually create a super doctor?
Exactly.
Well, a major meta-analysis published in NPJ Digital Medicine synthesized 50 different studies published between January 2020 and September 2025 to answer exactly that question. They wanted to know if the human AI team is better than the human alone.
And the numbers from that massive analysis are really eye-opening. When a medical professional is assisted by a large language model, their top one accuracy, which means guessing the exact correct diagnosis on their very first try, improves by 1.3 many third times compared to when they diagnose a patient completely on their own.
And if we look at their top five accuracy, which means getting the correct diagnosis somewhere in their initial list of five possibilities, that accuracy jumps by 1.42 times.
That feels like a solid win. I mean, it suggests the AI is functioning really well as a high-powered advisor. It broadens the doctor's perspective, helping them keep a wider set of candidate diagnoses in mind.
Right. It reduces the chance that a tired doctor at the end of a long shift might completely overlook a rare or unusual condition.
It acts as an incredibly powerful safety net.
It does. And the data highlights that this effect was most pronounced among less experienced medical staff. For residents or junior doctors who are still in the learning phase of their careers, having that AI advisor significantly boosted their diagnostic confidence.
But there is a massive catch, and the sources specifically label it a paradox.
Yes, the paradox.
When researchers looked at clean, beautifully documented case reports published in academic journals, the AI boosted the doctor's accuracy by an impressive 1.49 times.
But when they applied the AI to retrospective, real-world clinical cases, the messy everyday patients, that improvement fell off a cliff.
The accuracy only rose by a tiny 1.03 times.
That 1.03 figure is a huge reality check. Another paper in that same journal reanalyzed data from two randomized crossover trials.
And for context, a randomized crossover trial is basically the gold standard of testing. Doctors switch back and forth between using the AI and not using it to see the actual undeniable difference.
Right. And in those trials, the group using the human AI collaboration only scored an average of 4.88 percentage points higher on diagnosis and management scores.
And the math behind that 4.88 point bump is shaky, right? The sources mentioned the confidence interval was extremely close to zero.
Yeah.
To put that in plain English, the mathematical margin of error was so wide that it's entirely possible the AI provided almost zero actual benefit to the doctor in those real-world settings.
Which forces hospital administrators into a very difficult corner. Because having an AI meticulously plan, execute, and run a complex logic tree to verify its answers is not free.
Definitely not.
The benchmark study specifically measured the time taken to output a final answer and the amount of computational tokens consumed.
Computational tokens being the currency the AI uses to think. The harder it thinks, the more tokens it burns, which costs real money.
Precisely. Multi-agent systems like Manos take significantly more time and consume massive amounts of computing power to double-check their work across that logic tree compared to a simple tool that just answers a prompt and moves on.
And this highlights a glaring issue with real-world application. If I'm rushed into the emergency room with a time-critical condition like a stroke or a heart attack, I need a fast, decisive doctor.
Speed is everything.
Right. I absolutely do not need an AI taking 5 minutes and consuming massive amounts of expensive computing power just to debate itself on a logic tree. I mean, is a tiny 1.03 times bump in accuracy, a bump that might mathematically be zero, really worth the delay in an emergency?
It's a trade-off that's highly dependent on the setting. It's very difficult to apply the same yardstick to a frantic emergency room as you would to, say, a chronic disease management clinic.
Because in a clinic setting, a doctor has plenty of time to sit back and review the AI's logic tree to solve a complex puzzle.
Exactly. But if improved accuracy comes at the heavy cost of reduced response speed, hospitals can't just blindly adopt this technology across every department.
Which brings us to a massive contradiction in the healthcare world right now.
Oh, the policy hype.
Yeah. Given that tiny real-world improvement of just 1.03 times and the increased cost and time delays, why is there such explosive, unchecked enthusiasm for these systems in policy circles?
Well, if we look at the global landscape of artificial intelligence, we are in the middle of a massive technological arms race. Policymakers worldwide are desperate to modernize healthcare to cut costs and improve efficiency.
Right.
This creates a dangerous temperature difference between the academic scientists testing the tech who are urging caution and the politicians and industry leaders selling the tech who are pushing for immediate adoption.
Mm.
We can use Chinese healthcare policy as a prime example of this dynamic from our sources.
This brings us back to that date we touched on briefly earlier, June 30, 2026. There was that major seminar held in the Chinese Tianjin Economic Technological Development Area.
Right. The title of that seminar perfectly encapsulates the industry's eagerness. It was called From a Single Tool to Hospital AI Agents. But the subtitle is What Really Matters.
What was the subtitle?
Clinical Application of Healthcare Artificial Intelligence and High-Quality Hospital Development.
High-quality development. That is a very specific, commonly used Chinese healthcare policy slogan.
Yeah, it's a government mandate signaling that hospitals need to modernize rapidly.
And we saw similar messaging just weeks before that. On June 11, an expert named Zhu Yu wrote an article for the Information Professional Committee of the Chinese Hospital Association, or KIMA, boldly declaring that AI agents bring a completely new framework to healthcare services.
The industry leaders are planting their flags, you know, declaring that the era of the autonomous AI hospital has arrived. But if you open up the academic journals from that exact same time period, February and March of 2026, the scientists are screaming with caveats.
The scientists are pointing at the near zero margins of error, the massive drops in accuracy when the AI faces messy ICU data, and the lack of long-term validation.
Exactly. They're essentially asking, is this actually effective and safe in the real world? Well, the policymakers are asking, how fast can we drive the entire healthcare industry in this direction?
To navigate this hype, we have to look closely at the hierarchy of clinical evidence. Right now, the field is flooded with observational studies.
Like Sadlanova's Fingiri study on delirium.
Right. An observational study just involves researchers watching what happens when a tool is deployed. It basically just proves that a tool can operate in the field without breaking.
But we have very few of those rigorous, randomized crossover trials, like the one designed by Key and their team, which are actually required to prove that a tool does work better than a human doctor alone.
It feels like hospital administrators are being aggressively sold a fully self-driving car by policymakers and tech advocates, while the academic mechanics who actually tested the engines are waving red flags, warning that the technology is really just cruise control.
That's a great way to put it.
How is anyone supposed to tell the difference between an exciting, shiny prototype and a validated, hospital-ready tool?
The absolute key is demanding long-term validation in actual, messy clinical workflows. The scoping reviews mapped out all the current evidence and found a pretty stark reality.
Which is?
While prototype cases that ace multiple-choice exams in clean labs are abundant, long-monitored deployment cases in real, chaotic hospital wards are still incredibly sparse. We need to see the logic trees tested in the mud, not just in the lab.
So what does this all mean for you, the patient sitting on that exam table? We have journeyed today from those simple, human-coded pop-up calculators to incredibly complex multi-agent systems.
It's been quite a ride.
We've explored how these agents use syllogisms and logic trees to painstakingly plan, execute, and rigorously verify their own medical reasoning. The technological leaps we've made in just a few short years are staggering, and the policy hype pushing for their adoption is deafening.
But despite all of that rapid progress, the chaotic, messy reality of real hospital corridors remains the ultimate test.
Absolutely. It's a reality that still humbles the smartest, most advanced AI on the planet, proving that, at least for now, humans and artificial intelligence desperately need each other to safely navigate the muddy waters of medicine.
And as we close our exploration of former lawmaker Kung Jin Kim's chapter, I want to leave you with one final lingering question to ponder as this technology inevitably becomes more embedded in your healthcare.
I'm ready. What is it?
We know these AI agents are becoming much more sophisticated at using logic trees to mathematically verify their own reasoning. But what happens on the day an AI agent formulates a perfectly logical, self-verified medical plan for your treatment? And it completely contradicts the deep gut intuition of a seasoned veteran human doctor.
Wow.
When the verifiable math clashes directly with human instinct, who will the hospital ultimately trust?
That is the ultimate tension we are heading toward. Because suddenly, we aren't just looking at a simple red pop-up box warning us about an allergy medication anymore. We're looking at an autonomous system attempting to rewrite the rules of medical precision itself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you on the next one.
This program is provided by Lawyer Kyungjin Kim.